Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Despite a pretty hefty lead over his opponent in the last gubernatorial race, data is showing popularity for Gavin Newsom has been on a downturn. Several inland counties in northern and central California saw a drop in votes for Newsom by about 7%. And while some counties that went for him back in 2018 flipped in 2022 altogether, almost every California county lost at least a small percentage of Newsom votes in that time frame. So, Phil, how significant is this?
Well, you know, it's an interesting situation, Brett. You and I have been covering politics in the news for years, and I've often asked myself, is it even smart for someone to seek a second term, especially if they've had a successful first one? And usually the answer is no. Now, these numbers, you can say a 7% drop in the vote for Gavin Newsom in some inland areas in Southern California doesn't represent that many votes, and this is still a very heavily Democratic area. But 7% is 7%, but let me give you some numbers that the governor is facing that are even more difficult and shrink these in comparison. 151,000, that's the number of homeless people in California right now. 3.5 million, that's the number of homes that Gavin Newsom said he was going to be building. They haven't come anywhere close to that. And 41st. California schools ranked 41st coming out of the COVID in terms of school performance. So the state is in a perilous situation, and Gavin Newsom's eroding popularity isn't going to help him in his second term.
Let me ask you this. We almost weekly put in a call to ask if the governor could come on KCBS. He used to be fairly accessible, but you don't see him on media in California. You see him on national media, and you see him making waves in Texas and Florida. Do you think that has something to do with it?
Well, I don't know that that has something to do with the governor. He doesn't particularly care for the state media. He doesn't like newspapers or TV stations or radio stations in California. He prefers to go on the national stage, especially this Sunday morning, because we do this embarrassing thing, which is called follow-up questions. When he can go national, he can lay out his aspirations, his visions, his desires on everything from choice to gun violence and things like that. When we get him, we ask, where's the proof? What's the policy? What's actually happening? He's not all that comfortable. He's going to have to get more comfortable about that because there's going to be more and more asked.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.